The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, Mr. Fonger. We have a beautiful day to do whatever you want to do. I mean, it's just going to be gorgeous. The weather's going to be perfect. We're going to get a cold snap starting tonight, tomorrow morning. It's the last day of fall.
Yeah, last day of 2011. I don't think I could get rid of it quick enough. It's been a crazy year for me. Looking forward to great things in 2012. I would like to say thank you to everybody from the bottom of the Grillin' Guys' hearts, because 2011 was our first full year as a radio show. And I tell you what, we've met some incredible people,
yep.
Had some just fantastic opportunities.
It's been a ball.
It has been a ball to come together and meet some great people, go to some great places, ate some fantastic food, great drinks. It's just been as a hobby, you know, Bob and I do this. So this is not our real job, so to speak. It couldn't get any better than this. So 2011 wasn't terrible, but 2012 is going to be a lot better.
2012 is going to be phenomenal from a grilling standpoint, because I can tell you across the Midwest right now, on my grilling side of the business, there are grill shops popping up. This barbecue thing, there's a rumor. It's big.
Yeah.
They're popping up all over the place. We've got shops coming into Grand Rapids, Rockford, all over Chicago. I'm setting up a chain of 10 stores in Chicago. These guys are diving. They're not tiptoeing. They're diving into barbecue. So 2012 is going to be great for the grilling business.
Yep, we're going to ramp up that grilling club. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next hour, but it should be just a fantastic year.
I'm going to put this on the website here as soon as we get back. But this is Maureen's recipe for cheesecake, and I know it's we're not like a recipe club or anything, girls. But this for New Year's Eve or for New Year's Day is a phenomenal. It's one of our traditions Maureen makes very often for New Year's, her cheesecake, and it is the best recipe I've ever had. But there's something about cheesecake. When I was little, I never ate cheesecake. You know, it was just like, it said cheese for one thing, so that was like weird. But this, when you cook it, when you bake it fresh, and you can't do this one on the grill. This is actually for your house oven. But it's just some sugar and some cream cheese, egg, sour cream, heavy cream, little lemon juice, vanilla. I'm going to put this on the website, but when you pull this baby out of the oven, and you really should have like a cheesecake pan if you're going to do it, because it's a little tricky. This thing is like 4 to 5 inches tall.
Wow.
And if you eat it in the first hour or two, it's just the fluffiest. It's phenom. You put some raspberries or a little fresh fruit on top. Man, you're going to get some kudos. You pull that baby out into your party tonight, and you watch the foodies go nuts, because guaranteed killer, killer, killer.
Sounds like a great thing to do when you're sitting around watching a bowl game or getting ready for the New Year's Eve. And speaking of bowl games, we're going to turn this train over to our producer, Mr. Fonger, because he is a virtual treasure trove of information about bowl games. So let's break down a couple of those, Brian.
All right. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we got a couple of Michigan teams coming up here in a couple days. Monday, the Outback Bowl. Your guys is, I know you guys are big Michigan State Sparties, and big game against Georgia. Michigan State with Mark D'Antonio under the helm is 0-4 in bowl games. So
we're due.
Mark D'Antonio's due, and the whole team is due. I mean, Mark D'Antonio, you know, they say he has a program on the rise, but to get over that hump,
yeah,
you got to win a bowl game, no matter how big or small it is. I know they're very disappointed about not going to the Rose Bowl and losing the Big Ten title game and whatnot. You got to win a bowl game eventually. I mean, some coach.
He made the call. Let's punt with 2 minutes left.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, that's a big game. You know, both defenses are pretty darn good, so I'm expecting a low-scoring defensive slugfest in that one. And then my Michigan Wolverines the day after, Tuesday night, BCS bowl game, the All-State Sugar Bowl. That's a big game also for Michigan, obviously. New head coach Brady Hoke, program on the rise, finished 10-2. this is a big game also for Michigan to, you know, let the country know that, you know, hopefully that they're back to national prominence here. And, you know, it's a big deal for Michigan fans like us because it's been a long 3 years under Rich Rodriguez. So I'm very happy with the direction Brady Hoke is going in.
I see your quarterback threw his hat in the ring for a little
NFL draft.
Yeah, a little draft action.
Yeah, and there was a story from the Four Letter Network that came down yesterday that he is more than likely coming back for his senior year.
Yeah.
So, but he did file his paperwork into the NFL just to see.
And Hoke said that's a good idea.
Right, just to see where his name would go about in the NFL. But there's no way he's going to be playing quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no.
More likely a wide receiver or a running back. So, it'll be good to have him back for one more season. He's in a very electrifying player, and I love watching him play.
Yeah, it is a great time. As much as I hate to say I enjoy the Michigan football, I do. You know, at either team, as long as the Michigan team is playing and winning, I'm happy. The only day I root for the Spartans against Michigan is the day they play. So, anyway, that's a great breakdown. Thanks, Brian.
So you're not a U of M hater is what you're saying.
No, I'm not. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And we try to break down a little bit of backyard action as well as what you're doing while you're grilling, and that was let's watch some bowl games. We've got some great opportunities to watch some fantastic football over the next 4 or 5 days as the season wraps up. So it's going to be a great time for you to get out in your backyard. It's going to be a golden day today. I'm looking out the window. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's supposed to be a balmy 45. Could be the last really good day of the year, hint, hint, to do some grilling. Get out there and make it happen.
Or get out in that tree stand and get that deer that's waiting for you. The suckers have disappeared, man. I mean, disappeared. They're really scant right now. But tonight or tomorrow morning, one will die.
Yeah. Well, I'm
sure bringing my video camera. I'll put it on the website so you can quit heckling me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's a lot of great venison recipes out there, and if you have one that you think is to die for and that everybody should try, send it to us on Facebook. That's at The Grilling Guys on Facebook or thegrillingguys.com on our website. Shoot it over. Check out our grilling club. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that in the next hour as well. Coming up in the next hour, we got our friend Hal Wagner from Charcoal and More to talk about a bacon maple ale that he's found out there, brewed in Oregon. We're going to do some more party snacks because it is New Year's Eve. Rob Russell, our cowboy Rob Russell, is going to talk about sesame beef as well. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.